Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to this wonderful episode of Tremendous Power. I'm your host, Pastor Dan Tantor. I'm pastor of Christ Embassy, Alvin. And I have a special guest with me today, Sister Trudy. Can you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Trudy Nunez Montoya, and it's such a blessing to be here. I'm very thankful. Thank you, Pastor Daniel.
I also want to thank and appreciate our man of God, Pastor Chris, for this awesome opportunity. Thank you. Pastor Jose also for this opportunity to host this program. Now remember, this is Tremendous Power, where we make tremendous power available. And I know you are going to have such an awesome time. I do want to remind you that you can follow us on King's Chat. You can download the King's Chat app where you communicate with us, you have questions, and follow us, see what's happening. You know, praise God. Now, also, you can call us on 1-855-378-9993 to be a part of the program. This episode, we are going to be reading from a special book written by a man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, and it's titled, Seven Things the Holy Spirit Will Do in You. It's a remarkable, remarkable book. So without much waste of time, we're going to go straight into it. I want to take a section from this book today. Now, we are reading chapter 7, and it says, He will cause you to do right. This is something the Holy Spirit will do in you. There are people who take drugs because when they do, they get high and feel they can do absolutely anything and even be superhuman. Sometimes, some people get drunk and start staggering around, totally oblivious of where they are or what they're doing. Well, let me tell you something, child of God. You don't need drugs. You don't need nicotine. You don't need cocaine, heroin, marijuana, alcohol. What you need is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost takes over your spirit, your soul, and your body, you're changed forever. Praise God. Now, if you look at Ezekiel chapter 36:27, the scripture says, And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. Now, just in case you're watching us, and just explain a little bit about that. When people get saved, they receive Christ into their heart. And sometimes without receiving the Holy Spirit living in you, it seems like your life is kind of boring. Christianity is a struggle without the Holy Spirit. This is why it's important that you must receive the Holy Ghost. You have to receive Him living in you. Now, Pastor in this book explains why people get intoxicated. Sometimes they're trying to get away from their trouble. And maybe after you receive Christ, you still feel like, okay, I need something to get away from this. Well, what you need is the Holy Ghost. My guest, Sister Trudy, has something to say about that section. She had dealt with this before, Trudy. So just throw some light. Why do people get hooked on different things, you know, that they ought not to?
There are lots of times that they are running. They're running away from God, their family, God's plan for their life. Maybe some tragedy happened to them when they were a child, and they are trying to cover up the pain that they have. Mm. But nothing will ever bring that peace or love into their heart until they receive the Holy Spirit.
Praise God. Well, most times it's their response. Sometimes it's a coward way of escaping from a problem. Yeah. Well, I don't want to deal with it. I'm just going to take something so I can forget all about it, and I don't care the consequence.
Yes.
Incidentally, Trudy has some experience with that. So, Trudy, can you share with us just briefly?
When I was younger, some things happened to me as a little girl, and so I already had unforgiveness in my heart and anger and felt as though I wasn't enough. And then when I got into junior high, a spirit of suicide got into my spirit. And so that suicide, anger, depression was just eating at me. And I chose to run away from home at a young age and got into a gang and hooked on drugs and alcohol. I have overdosed 21 times, and a lot of those were on purpose. I've died 3 times and been in and out of jail and prison more than 26 times. But it wasn't until I re-accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and received the Holy Spirit that my life was changed forever.
Praise God, praise God. Now, there's something I do want to point out there. She did say she had to rededicate her life to God. So I'm thinking perhaps someone out there has received Christ, you see, but without receiving the Holy Spirit, it's not complete. You see, you don't have that push. To deal with the situation is not
right,
there. So
right.
Rededicating her life, getting filled with the Holy Spirit,
yes.
Now she can experience a spiritual high,
yes.
Praying in tongues. That's something
God.
It does to you.
Yes.
Ephesians chapter 5:18 tells you that. It says, be not drunk with wine wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, you know, making melody in your heart. That can only happen when a person has received
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So explain, if you can, the difference, what it's been like being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Being filled with the Holy Spirit has just given me the ability to conquer situations, overcome. There's a confidence within myself now, just knowing the scriptures and knowing who the Holy Spirit is in me and what He can do in me. And so just having that information and the knowing, it's unbelievable.
Awesome, awesome. Now, one other part I need to ask, one of the reasons people get into drugs is to get away from that thing. So explain what happens when you pray in tongues, when you get to that point and you're speaking in tongues, and it's as though you're beside yourself. Has that happened to you before?
I just feel an overwhelming peace in myself. Before, yes, I was lost. I didn't have any of that. I didn't have peace. I didn't have strength. I was running and trying to cover it up. But the Holy Spirit just filled in my life has given me strength and peace. And it's awesome.
Praise God. Well, we've got so much to share with you. Don't change that dial. We are going to be right back.
Amen.
See you soon.
When you send your gift this month to support Love World USA, be sure to ask for your copy of Pastor Chris's classic book, How to Pray Effectively, Volume 1. The key to communion with God and access to His blessings and benefits is an effective prayer life. And Pastor Chris will help you understand the rules of prayer and how to apply them for your desired outcome. You'll gain divine insight into the prayer of faith, the prayer of agreement, praying with the Spirit, praying for material needs, prophetic prayer, and much, much more. For your gift of $25 or more this month, ask for How to Pray Effectively, Volume 1. Your prayer life will be revolutionized as you learn and put into practice the biblical principles Pastor Chris shares, along with the practical examples of what he's learned about prayer in his own life and ministry. Write, call, or visit the Love World USA website to make your gift and request your copy today.
Welcome back. This is Tremendous Power. Before the break, we started talking about this wonderful book, Seven Things the Holy Spirit Will Do in You. And we were sharing on chapter 7, and we were dealing with the impact of, you know, what the Holy Spirit does. It says He will cause you to work right. Now, remember, this is a prayer program, and we are going to be taking prayer topics from a Tremendous Jar when it's that section. But prior to that, I just wanted to continue that discussion a little bit further. There's a section in there I want you to look at. So Trudy is going to be reading that section first.
Okay. In this scripture, God is saying He will bring the Holy Ghost into your life, who will give you the ability and capacity to obey Him and do His will. You'll no longer struggle to please God or do right. You won't need to try to do His will anymore. God said, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to do my will. I will cause you to obey my statutes, to walk in my statutes and follow my judgments. In other words, when you find yourself going in the street and the Holy Ghost suddenly says, stop, turn left, you would have responded ever before you had the time to reason it out.
Praise God. You know, the beautiful thing about the Holy Spirit and the impact of what he does in us is direction. And this is why Jesus told the disciples, says, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. So you cannot live a successful Christian life without the person of the Holy Spirit. Right. First, he has to live in you. You know, someone says, well, could you experience all of that by just receiving Jesus? Not really, because when you receive Christ, he is with you. And Jesus said, the time will come when the Spirit shall live in you. In reference for that, you can look at John chapter 15, John chapter 16. He talks a lot about that. So it's important to receive the Holy Spirit. He gives you direction, and it causes you to work right. And it great that just by receiving the Holy Spirit, you take the right steps. And I'm not just talking about against sin. I'm talking about the right action at the right time, right application, where to go, when to go, right. Where to go. Praise that God. Is something that the Holy Spirit does when you're receiving him into your spirit. Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, this is a prayer program. And what great way to exercise ourselves when we pray in the Spirit. Remember, the Bible says that the heartfelt prayer of the righteous makes tremendous power available. In Jude 1:20, the scripture says, beloved, build in yourself your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So today we are going to be praying in the Holy Ghost, and particularly our prayer topic is on marriages. We're going to pray on marriages today. Now, like we always do it, we're going to pick our prayer topic from the prayer jar. Trudy, can you do me the honors? Awesome. And Sister Trudy is going to be reading
the first one,
the first prayer topic.
Okay. It says, pray for those whose spouse are not yet saved. Declare salvation for them in the name of Jesus, and that this gospel will reach them and transform their lives and open their eyes to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 7:14.
Praise God. So if you're in that situation, or you're not, you know someone in that situation, pray for them. The scripture says he shall save you in your household. So this is an opportunity to cause that change. So a few minutes, go ahead and pray in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, the heart of a man is in the hands of the Lord. He turned it whatsoever he wills. And we declare, Yapose Fredeka, the heart that turned unto righteousness. By Yafrat, Inkrasundi, Vrati Giras, Lika Brazandi, Krata Gineto, Krata Vira Bazata, Lika Ides, Rebero Supravata, Lika Gana, Nishkabaron, the Fradekaba Aska, Lakravaron, the Sasafrade in the Haska. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All over the world, the Spirit of God is moving and is causing changes. Hallelujah. We're going to take the next prayer topic, and I'm going to be picking from a tremendous jar. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It says, to pray against the devil's schemes to separate married couples. Declare that his fiery missiles will not prosper, and that we have more and more healthy and successful Christian marriages. Yes, so let's go ahead and pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Zakope Indraskavahanta, Lafran Indiscapar Andicra, the Indiscavratis, Lacade Indiscopa, Degamas of Radica, Lacarandi Safra de Cavas, Belembra to Supra de Ate, Yvrapa Dinis, Licranda Sopra de Cavahasca, Lafa Grandis Cavarandis Cavarum de Pradacavatus, Licrandi Zaprabaca de Abradecos. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God. You know, one thing that comes to mind as we pray for married couples, in light of the book and where we just read, on the Holy Spirit causing you to do right, when a person yields himself to the Holy Spirit, he makes you respond the right way. Amen. And oftentimes what happens in marriages where there's a lot of fight, you kind of wonder, well, what are we even fighting about? It's usually sometimes certain petty things. And the devil orchestrates that. He causes irritation. Maybe you're watching us and you're just irritated about your spouse. They may not have done anything. You just wake up like, today, I don't feel like being talked to, you know. Now, those are schemes planned by Satan.
That's right.
And what we just prayed about is to nullify Satan's plan. Nullify, but as a Christian, you need to be able to identify those and walk in the Spirit. Amen. And not in the flesh. It's important that you walk in the Spirit. That's what the scripture says. Rely on, don't be a vent for the devil, for the devil's thoughts. Be a vent for righteousness.
Hallelujah.
And it's easy if you yield to the Holy Spirit that already lives on the inside. You don't have to make a point. You know, sometimes you keep arguing like, I just gotta get my point across.
Right.
Now, sometimes you may just be walking a part that Satan has orchestrated. So don't do that to yourself. Walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
Work in the Word. Hallelujah. And you would forever work in God's wonderful blessings.
Praise God.
Well, we're going to take another short break. Thank you. See you soon.
When you send your gift this month to support Love World USA, be sure to ask for your copy of Pastor Chris's classic book, How to Pray Effectively, Volume 1. The key to communion with God and access to His blessings and benefits is an effective prayer life, and Pastor Chris will help you understand the rules of prayer and how to apply them for your desired outcome. You'll gain divine insight into the prayer of faith, the prayer of agreement, praying with the Spirit, praying for material needs, prophetic prayer, and much, much more. For your gift of $25 or more this month, ask for How to Pray Effectively, Volume 1. Your prayer life will be revolutionized as you learn and put into practice the biblical principles Pastor Chris shares, along with the practical examples of what he's learned about prayer in his own life and ministry. Write, call, or visit the Love World USA website to make your gift and request your copy today.
Welcome back. This is Tremendous Power. This is the program where we make tremendous power available.
Amen.
No, and when there is power, things change.
Amen.
Things change. So we make tremendous power available through prayer. Now, in the last segment, we were praying particularly for marriages. And I did tell you that sometimes, you know, working in the flesh doesn't produce the right result. When you receive Christ into your heart, there is a need to receive the Holy Spirit to come live in you. And as the scripture says, He will write His laws in your heart and cause you to work right. So with my guest here, Sister Trudy, what are some of the things you can share? And what were some of the impact after you received the Holy Spirit?
Once I received the Holy Spirit and I began reading His Word and the Holy Spirit gave me the understanding of His Word, I the Holy Spirit gave me the ability to change the way that I spoke, change the way that I thought, change the way that I no longer reacted, I responded. And it was, I was now speaking like the way God intended me to. I was responding the way God would want me to and thinking in a different manner. And it was fantastic.
Praise God. You know, this is why it's important to understand the scriptures. And I'm ever so grateful for the ministry of Pastor Chris, the insight that has come to the body of Christ, the knowledge. I mean, before I joined the ministry, this is years ago, I always thought once you get saved, that's it, you have the Holy Spirit.
And, me too.
And but some of those struggles kept going on, and you try to break out from some addictions, and then you cry, why is this not happening? And you always feel unworthy because you're always letting yourself down and saying, okay, I'm letting God down. It was just as though you're hitting a brick wall. But when you receive the Holy Spirit, actually when I received the Holy Spirit, then I started to learn that, oh, now I can speak, you know. And then it what made it better is when you read books like this, like The Seven Things the Holy Spirit Will Do in You, you're ever more enlightened, you know. Yes. So I'm so grateful for the ministry of Pastor Chris, you know, sharing this, because it's helping us to work in our victory.
Yes.
And maybe you may be watching us out there and you've received Christ, but there are some things you really want to break away from, the things you do, habits you want to change, and it seems insurmountable. What you probably need is getting filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And you may say, well, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, but it still is there. Well, what you need is to stir yourself up.
Amen.
I remember the words of Paul to Timothy. He said, stir up the gift of God in you. It's like you've got this thing sitting in you. God has given you the ability, but if you don't use it,
correct,
you won't have the benefits of it.
Yes.
So praying in tongues is one vital way. Understanding the word also gets you filled with the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And then you can respond better.
Yes.
Praise God. Well, this is Tremendous Power. This is a prayer program, and we are going to be praying. We're going to pick another prayer topic from the Tremendous Power jar. You do me the honors.
Okay. It says, pray for single individuals in the body of Christ. Declare that the wisdom of God will be so mightily work in them and help guide them to choose the right spouse. Amen. A spouse that they can fulfill their God-given purpose with, in the name of Jesus. And this is 1 Corinthians 7:9.
Praise God. We are going to be praying.
Hallelujah.
In regards to that.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to do the next prayer topic. Hallelujah. We're still praying for marriages. Pray for unity between husbands and wives. Declare that they serve the Lord together.
Amen.
In love, fulfilling their purpose in God. That's according to Genesis 2:24. Therefore, that scripture says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
Amen.
So let's pray. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. As your word says, you work in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. We declare your perfect will for every brother or sister out there, for every husband and wife in the body of Christ. We declare that by your Spirit, unity prevails in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. I would like to thank you for joining us in this program. Remember to share your testimonies with us. You can do so by either calling us on the number 1-855-378-9993 or follow us on King's Chat, send us a message. Let's know how this program blessed you. And if you've got any questions, you can also put it out there. Once again, I would like to thank a man of God, Pastor Chris, for this opportunity. Thank my guest, Trudy, for joining us today. And all those who work together to make this a success. I want to thank production crew. Thank you so much for being a part of touching the world through this medium.
Yes.
I'll see you next time in our next episode of Tremendous Power. God bless you. Bye-bye.